the home of an elderly couple in Ballybean came under attack in the early hours of yesterday morning. Pensioners Mr and Mrs Docherty are said to be extremely shaken after two windows were smashed in their home in Enler Park. Let's speak to their son Raymond, who's on the line now. Morning to you, Raymond.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What happened?
Well, I got a call about 10 to 6 in the early hours of Monday morning, the 11th, the 10th, sorry. I thought I heard the phone. I was getting up for work about 6, so I'm down anyway. The phone was ringing. The answer was my mother. She was in a quite distressed state. All she says was, the windows have been smashed and the wind's coming in. So I thought to myself, what, the windows are smashed? Never heard of this. What the? I just thought to myself, this is all wrong. So anyway, I jumped in the car. I live not too far from her in Brooklands. Jumped in the car, went round, and when I walked up, I seen the window smashed and went round. And I couldn't believe it. I just didn't know what was happening. So I went in, she was... My mother was just, like, she's only about 7 stone, and she's 79, quite fragile, so she was just shaking, she was crying her eyes out, she couldn't believe what had happened. She just said that around 4 o'clock this morning, that morning she heard, like, the gate opening, and the next minute, bang, bang, the windows, but she didn't realise it was her windows. And when she went out, about actually an hour later, the windows were all smashed. They'd been hit by a blunt instrument because there was no stone or any damage inside, as in glass. It was all outside, so they've been hit with brute force. So someone has purposely come up and hit the windows. And then also they left a note saying, you're lucky, mate. So we didn't know what to take of it.
Do you think this is mistaken identity?
Well, obviously it must be. They must have been looking for someone. They shouldn't be attacking anyone's house, because, as I say, Stephen, it's cowardly and yellow. Anybody can do that. At 4 o'clock in the morning... And Dundalk, you know where it's like, staying living out in Fantasy End, there was quite dense fog. So, I mean, there's a great chance to get away. No one would have seen them. No one would have seen what had happened. So, as I say, we don't know why they've been attacked. A 79-year-old and 85. I've lived there all my life, Stephen. I'm quite well known in the area, but don't cause any harm or do any offence to anybody. So why it was done, we don't know. It's a disgrace.
And the effect on your mum?
Pardon?
The effect on your mum and dad?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, they were quite shaken up. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened to us or our family before. They just couldn't believe why they thought they were going to come back and why they've been targeted. And just, they're in bits. Now, they're not too bad now, but at the time, like, they're absolutely shell-shocked and in bits, you know, especially at that age.
So. And how are they now?
Well, they're not bad, Stephen. We were with them, the whole family, the brother and the sister. I was with them all on the Monday morning, right from 6 o'clock to right through that day. The police had called and everybody, all the community had rallied around, and they're not too bad now. Now, there's big, large boards on our windows, so they're waiting for the double glazing, I believe, to be made. So we're just hoping they can get it made as quick as they can, Stephen, because, I mean, my father's heart problems and it's freezing, as you understand. The moment it's bright days, but really cold, -4, so... Boards don't hold much heat in, so all we can do is hopefully somebody can get the windows made up as quick as they can. I know things have to be made, but as quick as they can, and get the windows put back in, you know.
Okay. Well, Raymond, thank you for joining us today. And tell your mum and dad we were asking about them, okay? And I hope they're okay. Thank you, Raymond. Morning to you.